Now, when you all came to church this morning, did you pass by any fields that maybe had already been harvested or looked like this and were about ready to be harvested? You passed by one? Who else? Did anyone else notice? Is there, you did too? I think just about everybody, if you were looking, would have seen many fields that looked just like this, or maybe some other ones that had already been harvested. Now, to get a field of corn with stalks so tall and ears ready to be feed for animals or even people, what do you need to start with? And I'll give you a hint. What do you need to start with? Yes. You need seeds to start with. You need seeds. And here's one little tiny seed. That's what we need to start with. And when this seed is planted in the ground, we need certain kinds of weather, don't we? Do we need cold or do we need heat? Which one of those do we need? Yes. We need heat for this seed that's planted in the ground to grow tall, like these stalks of corn. Now, do we need summertime or do we need wintertime? Yes. Summer. We need summertime. Do you remember way back before school started, way back in June even, when the corn first started to sprout out of the ground? And maybe you just saw two leaves coming out. And then it got taller. Around 4th of July, maybe it was about as tall as my waist. And then got taller and taller into August, into September, until it's this tall, way taller than I am. And then now it's getting ready to harvest, right? Because you had heat, and because you had summertime. And one more thing, do you need daylight or do you need darkness? Yes. That's right, you need light from the sun to go with the heat that you get in summertime. And then a seed like this grows into a big, beautiful stalk of corn and a whole field full of them with ears of corn that are ready to be harvested, just like this. So you saw all of that when you were coming to church this morning, if you happened to be looking for it. But did you know that the Lord, yes, you do too. You need rain as well. That's a very good point. If it's too dry, we won't get corn like this, will we? Now, did you know that the Lord tells us a story where he makes a promise about seed time and about harvest and about summer and daylight and heat or warmth? And that promise is part of the Noah's Ark story. So I'm going to read a part of the story about Noah's Ark, and I would like you to listen for the part where the Lord makes a promise about seed time and harvest. Okay, listen for that part where the Lord makes a promise. This is from Genesis chapter 8, verses 13 to 22. And it was in the 601st year, in the beginning, on the first of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and saw, and behold, the faces of the ground were dry. In the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried up. And God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons, and the sons' wives with thee. Every wild animal that is with thee of all flesh, as to fowl and as to beasts, and as to every creeping thing that creeps on the land, bring out with thee. And they will crawl forth into the land and be fruitful, and multiply on the land. And Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with them. And every wild animal, every creeping thing and every fowl, all that creeps upon the earth according to their families, went out from the ark. So you can picture that. All of those animals leaving the ark. And Noah built an altar to Yahuwah and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered up burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahuwah smelled the restful smell, and Yahuwah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for the sake of man, for what the heart of man forms is evil from his youth, and I will not again smite any more all that is living, as I have done. During all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. So the ark came to rest on the ground because the waters had dried up. And the Lord told Noah to leave the ark with his family and with all of the animals. And Noah built an altar and made burnt offerings to the Lord. And the Lord smelled the scent of the burnt offerings and said, I will never again smite the earth. Instead, during all the days of the earth, what did the Lord promise? Yes, what did the Lord promise? Did it involve seeds? Did it involve seed time, maybe? Maybe it did, yes. Do you know? Yes, seeds and hotness, that's right. The Lord promised for all the days of the earth, forever, there would be seed time, time when the Lord gives seeds to Noah and his family so they could plant them, and then there would be a harvest. And to have a harvest, you need hotness, you need heat, and you need summertime, and you need daylight, don't you? So that's what the Lord promised, is seed time and harvest all the days of the earth. Think how much of a relief that would have been to Noah and his family to come off of the ark after having been floating on the waters for a very long time, and the Lord promises you'll always have food, you'll always have seed time and harvest. Now I have a question for you. What do you think seeds in the word mean? Does anyone have any idea about what seeds in the word mean? Yes? Truth. Truth from where? Yes. Truth from the Lord. All of these seeds we can think of as truth from the Lord that we get from the Word. So think of a little seed like this, as a little truth that you know from the Word. What's an example? What's a truth that you know from the Word? Yes. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Very good. That is like a seed. And the Lord promises forever He will plant seeds like the truth that you just said into our minds. And then the heat is the Lord's love that comes together with those seeds that helps us to be useful. So if we don't take the Lord's name in vain, that means when we think about the Lord and hear His name, we think about who He is, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is divine love itself. And that helps us do nice things for other people when we think about the Lord that way. That's the Lord coming together with this seed of truth in our mind and growing it up into a large stalk of corn with the ear on it that can be harvested. This is the part that's useful for other people, that feeds animals and can feed people. So the Lord does that with every single truth that we get from His Word. And there's a whole bowl here full of truths from the Lord's Word that we can think about as seeds. You see these?
My daddy plants corn.
Yes, you can put those back. Thank you very much. Your daddy plants corn. That's right. A farmer plants corn. And we can think about that. When we go home today and we drive back home and we think about all of these cornfields and maybe even the soybean fields too that haven't been harvested, think about the seeds that it took to grow into those big healthy cornfields ready to be harvested. And then think about all of the truths from the Word that the Lord plants in our minds, then gives us His love to unite with those truths so that we can be useful and so that we can help other people just like these ears of corn do. And one more thing. If you think like that about the fields that you see tomorrow and for the rest of the fall, think about what the spiritual meaning is. Think from the Word about those things. Did you know you'll be thinking like angels? Amen.